From listener-supported WNYC Studios, it's This Podcast Has Fleas. Episode 6, Vet Escape.
Being a dog and talking about it, dog talk.
Hi, folks, it's me, Waffles. Hold on, I'm going to jump on the couch, then off again. Today on Dog Talk, we have a very happy dog. That's me, Waffles. One sec, I gotta roll around on my back. So I just heard Mom tell Dad to clean out the back seat of the car because they need to make room for the dog. That's right, Dog Talk is going for a ride in the car! Woohoo! Oh man, forgot to wag my tail. I love car trips. I mean, we could be going anywhere, right? The dog park? Sure. My friend Sugar Cookie's house? Why not? Or an amusement park called Dogland, where all the rides are made out of bones, which you can eat while you ride? Okay, well, I know that's not a thing, but it could be.
Left paw, right paw. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, it's my good pal Benny the Gerbil doing his morning jazzercise routine. Looking good, Benny. Hey, guess what? I am going on a car trip.
Right paw, left paw, 3, 2, 1. Car trip. Sounds like fun.
Ooh, here's a fun game. Do you want to guess where I'm going in the car?
I don't have to guess. I know. You're going to the vet.
Whoa, did you say the vet? You mean the vet?
What is the vet?
The vet, Benny. That horrible place where they put me on the table and poke me with tools and look into all of my places.
Out of curiosity, is there a vet?
Benny!
Yes, you're going to the vet because of your bellyache.
Folks, it's true. I did have a bellyache yesterday. See, Mom and Dad left a 20-pound bag of dry food out in the kitchen, and I might have sampled it.
If by sampled you mean ate all of it immediately and kind of grossly, then yeah, you sampled it real good.
But I feel better now. I don't have to go to the vet. Who says I have to go to the vet? Benny, what am I going to do?
I think you'll be fine. Chin up, pal. Hey, speaking of chin-ups, I really got to get my reps in.
Go, Benny. Do your thing. Loyal listeners, I promised you an episode full of joy and adventure, but instead I bring you one full of misery, desperation, and canine medicine. You might want to cover your ears for this next part. It will not be pretty.
Live from the litter box.
Hey, cat lovers. Meow. This is Jones the cat, and I'm having a one-man cat party because I just heard that the dog is going to the vet today. I'm gonna be home all alone, which means I am going to mess with all the dog stuff. That's right, cat lovers. I'm gonna nap on a dog bed and chew on a chew toy. And then I'm gonna put my face in a food bowl so that all or most of her kibble will taste like my face. And now it's time for my new hit single, which just dropped, called All or Most of Her Kibble Will Taste Like My Face.
All or most of her kibble will taste like my face, just like the taste of my face.
Hey, what's up, Minorino?
I was wondering if I could do my abs in your litter box when you're at the vet.
Sorry? Over the music, it sounded like you said, when I'm at the vet.
No, I said when you're at the vet, because you're going to the vet. Your's a weird word if you think about it. Your.
Whoa, you got it all wrong. The dog is going to the vet. The cat is staying home to put his face in the dog's food bowl. There's a whole hit single about it.
I know what I heard, Jones. They said, and I quote, "We might as well bring the cat in for his shots while we're there, and all we have to fear is fear itself." That last part might have been Roosevelt.
Aw, no, the vet? Cat lovers, this is a nightmare. Cue the panic music. All right, not what I had in mind, but it'll have to do. Ah! Oh, no! The vet! Gah! We'll be right back. No! Ah! And we're back!
Back in the litter box.
Hey, cat lovers. I had some time to think, and the show must go on.
Did you need me for this? I was gonna go make a celery protein power shake.
Oh, you're gonna wanna see this, Benster, because we have in studio today a very special guest. Put your paws together for the animal whose big screw-up is the reason I'm going to the vet. Here she is, Flapjack the dog.
Glad to be here and all, but my name is Waffles. And hey, what's up with the booing?
Hey, I can't help it if my cat audience doesn't like you. Settle down, kitties, settle down. All right, first question. As you know, cats have 9 lives. And you just ruined one of mine. How does that make you feel?
Hey, all I did was have a bellyache. It's not my fault.
Well, you could have kept it to yourself instead of moaning and groaning all day.
Well, maybe I was moaning and groaning because you're always messing with me and calling me the wrong name. Ever think about that?
Hey, guys, let's just try to relax a little.
When have I ever called you the wrong name? Yogurt cup with granola?
See? You just did it. Right there. That was it. My name is Waffles.
That's what I said, Western Omelet.
Gah!
Maybe we should go outside, get some fresh air.
You know what? I hope the vet has a shot to fix your memory problem.
Or maybe they have some medicine
behavior.
To fix
Imagine
your poor judgment problem.
Or Smith,
because
or
time
McGillicuddy.
After time, you make
you
the dog
well,
choice, which could also
like
be called the malum
heard.
Choice
it
if you speak Latin, but you're not bright enough to speak Latin. Meow! 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 Meow!
Benny?
Yes, I carry an air horn. I never wanted to use it, but you left me no choice. How many listeners do you think want to hear you two fight?
A couple?
7?
0. Trust me. I've been listening to it every day, and it's more than my tiny little rodent heart can take. I mean, for once, can you two figure out a way to work together?
Could you explain what you mean by working together?
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear more on that.
You know, cooperation? Teamwork? I mean, just brainstorming here. Maybe you two could figure out some way to escape the vet?
Ooh, a vet escape?
Sounds dangerous.
But kind of exciting.
I'm in!
Great. I'd like to see you two shake paws.
I don't like this at all. Okay, done. It was gross, but we did it.
There, now you're a team.
Ooh, Jonesy, we could have a cool team name like Buddy Team Pet Force Friendship Squad.
That makes me uncomfortable. And please don't call me Jonesy.
That one was an accident.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Hi, folks. Well, we just realized we have no idea how to escape from the vet, so Jones, Benny, and I are here in the master bedroom with resident expert on all things, Mr. Glub, the goldfish.
I'm technically a red-cap Aranda fish of the species Carassia serrata serratus, but good to be with you, Waffles.
So, any tips for a couple of dog-cat besties?
Stop it!
Who want to escape the vet?
Let me put this in language you can easily understand. Sometimes the possible is possibly impossible. But sometimes the impossible is impossibly possible. Possibly.
What?
I didn't get that.
That fish talk, man.
Every animal that has ever tried to escape the vet has been caught, humiliated, and punished. Except one.
Could we hear about the one?
Her name was Pauline. She was a legendary ferret who famously escaped the vet way back in the year 1997.
Whoa!
Luckily, I have a documentary all about it. Let's take a listen.
I saw you holding her fin!
I was helping her, Brenda. She was recovering from her gill replacement surgery.
Oops, those are my soaps. You know what? Let me just tell you about it. I'll play my little keytar. Pauline the ferret. She dared to do what none before her had done. The only pet in the modern age to escape the vet and live to tell the tale. And how did she do it? With 3 key elements: timing.
Okay.
Distraction.
Ooh.
And expect the unexpected.
Whoa.
And now, I will tell you her incredible story.
Honey, have you seen the dog and the cat?
I don't know.
Oh, no. It's Mom and Dad.
They're coming for us. I will not go peacefully.
I guess my work here is done.
We don't have a plan. Plus, who's going to do the distraction?
Well, good luck, guys. Hope you make it back safe and sound in one piece.
Benny!
Benny!
You can be the distraction.
Yeah, we'll smuggle you in the car, all action movie-like.
Oh, no. I get very nervous with stuff like this.
We need you,
Daddy,
man.
Oh, come on, please.
And when I get nervous, I talk very loud, and sometimes I stress the wrong syllables.
Benny, if you do this for us, you can be the third member of our pet team. We can call ourselves the Triple Pet Action Awesome Force 3 Squad.
Yeah, they're in here.
Challenge accepted.
We're back.
Hey, Waffles here in the car on the way to the vet. I'm sticking my head out the window, my tongue out, and I'm kind of just eating the wind. Car wind just tastes better than non-car wind. You know what I mean? It's fresher and it's a little mustardy maybe? I don't know. It's got a good thing going. Anyway, I wanted to tell you what I think is going to happen when we escape the vet. First, before we escape, I'm going to eat this piece of good luck cheese that I stuffed in my collar. I've been saving it for the right occasion. Hold on, there's a dog in a pickup truck. Got to address this. Wow, he's got an amazing story. I'll tell you another time. Anyway, after Jones and I run outside, we'll keep running all the way home. And then when Mom and Dad find us, they'll be so proud that we made it home. They'll give us a whole box of treats, probably the bison and bacon ones that I love so much. And then Jones and I will become even better friends. And then Mom and Dad will be so proud of our newfound friendship that they'll give me another box of treats, probably the bison and bacon ones. Oh, man, this is really delicious wind.
We're back
in the litter box. Hey, cat lovers. I'm here in the way, way back, totally carsick. And while Balance Breakfast here sticks her dumb floppy tongue out the window, I'm trapped in my crate. I hate the car. It's like being in jail. But if jail was moving and playing bad pop music, hopefully this torture will be over soon. Anyway, I brought along a little music player and some glorious escape music. When I bolt out that vet door with this music playing, I'm gonna ditch that dumb dog and keep running into the woods. Well, I'll start my new life as a wild feral cat, battling for survival and maybe doing some DJ work on the side. But most importantly, never ever seeing that dog again. Anywho, let's check in with Benarino, who smushed into this crate with me. How goes it, Gerb?
I am so incredibly frightened.
Okay, cat lovers, while I try to calm this gerbil down, we're gonna take a quick break.
After these human messages, we'll be right back.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Okay, folks. So we're here in the waiting room of the most terrible and brutal place on Earth, the Kind Hearts Animal Clinic. There are a bunch of people in here with their pets. All the pets look sad and scared. It's very upsetting. I will be honest. Some do appear to have peed. To my right is a Scottish Terrier who is shaking a little. Excuse me. Hi, Mr. Terrier. What's going on? I'm doing a podcast. Would you mind telling my listeners, what are you in for?
I ate a penny. It was a dumb mistake. I hope to be in and out in 10 minutes. Five for good behavior.
Well, don't forget you're innocent till proven guilty. Get it? Little Scottish joke for you. It's Dog Talk that you're on, by the way. Please like and subscribe. Okay, what else? To my right is a rabbit on a leash. My grandmother once told me never trust a rabbit on a leash. Better stay away from that one. Oh, and Dad is at the desk talking to the terrible person there. Oh, here he comes.
Only four pets ahead of us.
That's not too bad.
Four pets? Jeez, we don't have much time, folks. I gotta talk to Jones about the plan. Luckily, Mom is not holding my leash, so I'll just kind of quietly sneak over here. Oh, hey, Jonesy Wonesy!
I said no Jonesy. Also goes for the Wonesy.
Remember what we learned from Pauline. Distraction, timing, and expect the unexpected.
We gotta get to the front door across the room. As soon as the door opens, we make a run for it.
Okay, that's the timing. Benny, what's the plan for the distraction?
I'm still working on it. Jones, let me out of this crate, would you? I can't think with your tail in my face.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's the rabbit on the leash. That's a long leash you got there. I'm Waffles.
Yeah, my name is Ants on a Log. Hey, I gotta say,
I've been listening to you and your cat friend, and jeez, it does sound an awful lot like you're talking about escaping the vet. I mean, that couldn't be true, could it?
What?
No! Of course not!
Because I would be highly against the rules, and it would make me incredibly uncomfortable, and I might have to report you to the CCRFP, you know, the Council of Concerned and Rule-Following Pets.
Well, I can assure you...
Because a world in which pets escape from the vet is a world of chaos and anarchy, understand? And that just makes me queasy.
Look, spider on a stick.
It's ants on a log, actually.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to see here. Trust me.
You guys, I got it. See that huge stack of cat food cans over there next to the desk? When the door opens, I will bowl myself and my ball across the room and knock over those cans. Then you can make a break for it.
Uh-oh.
Criminals! Liars! Shame! Shame! Shame!
Shh! Ants on a log!
Hey, be cool, man!
Wee-oh! Wee-oh!
Jones, what is he doing?
He's sounding some kind of weird rabbit alarm.
Now everybody's looking this way. Folks, this vet escape just got a lot harder. I guess that rabbit is the unexpected that we were supposed to expect. Dog Talk, signing off, so I can go scratch my head and think about this.
And we're back!
Back in the litter box.
Hey there, cat lovers. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's probably the dog's fault. Oh, speaking of Captain Genius...
Jones, what do we do? Your appointment is up next. Do we still go through with this?
Are you out of your mind? Cut your losses, count your blessings, hug your gerbils. It's way too dangerous.
Come on, guys. We still have a chance. I mean, what would Pauline the ferret do?
You're right. She'd be brave. She'd dare to attempt the impossible.
Exactly. Next time that door opens, we make a run for it, no matter what. Benno, you ready?
Guys, why is Ants on a log gnawing at that gum stuck to that chair?
Benny, focus! Are you ready to knock over those cans?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Cool. I need a quiet moment alone with my listeners.
Hey, cat lovers, it's go time. I gave the dog the music player to play the escape music. As soon as we're outside that door, I'm gonna ditch the dog and...
Hey, Jones, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to say, no matter what happens, I'm proud of our little team. And I want you to have my good luck cheese. I was going to eat it myself, but I know you like cheese as much as I do. And good luck for you is good luck for the whole team.
Wow, that is so nice. Thank you, Waffles.
Aw, you said my name.
You didn't let me finish. Thank you, Waffles con queso.
I don't think that's a thing, but I'll take it. Come on, let's get him, pal.
You guys, someone's coming to the door.
Okay, folks, it's happening. The front door is about to open... Now! Now, Benny!
Go, go, go,
go! Go! Off to the races! Benny!
The ball's not moving!
Oh, no! Oh, no! Benny's ball is stuck to the floor! With gum? Ants on a log!
You can't outsmart a rabbit on a leash, traitors!
Next appointment, Jones! Jones?
Oh, that's us. Here we go, Jones.
Oh, no, oh, no. They've got Jones. They're carrying his crate to the room of doom. The front door is still open, but it doesn't matter. We failed. Jones just jumped out of his crate. Is he going to make a run for the door?
Don't do it, Jones. It's too dangerous.
Whoa, Jones isn't running for the door. He's running for the cans? I can't believe it! Jones just made a distraction so that I can make a break for it. Wow! Oh, I almost forgot the escape music. Here I go! I'm running for the door. It's starting to close, but I think I'm gonna... make it! I'm outside, I'm on the sidewalk, and I'm running. The wind whipping in my face, the air as fresh as can be. I see blue sky, I see green grass, and... What's that smell? It's the bisony, biggity smell of freedom! Move over, Pauline! There's a new escape team in town!
Waffles? Oh, no! Bad girl. Come on, come on. Let's go back to the vet.
Well, folks, guess I'll see you on the other side.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Hey there! Well, I had my vet appointment, and after all that, it wasn't so bad. The vet called me cute names like Waffy, I like that, and even gave me two treats. Anyway, they put me on antacids, and my stomach feels better. But, more importantly, I escaped the vet! Woohoo! Even if it was just for 20 seconds, I still did it.
It was all very exciting.
Thank you, Betty. And now I have a very special guest on the show, my partner in crime, Jones the Cat. Hello, Jones. Have a seat.
Hello. Ow! Oh, still sore from the shots.
Jones, can you tell our listeners about that magical moment when you decided to sacrifice yourself and knock down the cans for me? Is it because we're best friends forever?
Definitely not.
Continue.
Look, Shredded Wheat, I saw a bunch of cat food and I ran toward it. It's my biological instinct. End of story.
Okay, I see.
Come on, Jones.
Okay, fine. I figured if I couldn't escape, at least you could, because, you know, that's what teams do. Also, you gave me that good luck cheese, and I thought it was really nice. Hey, now, can we stop talking about feelings?
Sure. Mr. Glubb, did you finish making that documentary about our escape?
It's still in post, but I do have this tiny keytar.
Hit it, Glubb!
Two rival pets, dog and cat, united in a common purpose to go where only one pet had gone before, through the vet door. Since Pauline the
Third... Well, folks, that pretty much does it for Dog Talk today. I want to thank all of my loyal listeners for tuning in as always. I couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Jones saying thank you from the bottom of his beautiful heart. Anyway, I hope to bark at you again real soon.
Arr! And with that, the great vet escape was complete. Thank you. And good night.
Oops, sorry. I better put that thing in a drawer.
This podcast has fleas, was created and executive produced by Adam Peltzman and Kweli Chanda. Starring Emily Lynn as Waffles, Jay Farrow as Jones the Cat, and Eugene Merman as Benny. Also featuring Alec Baldwin as Mr. Glubb. Additional voices by Chris Knowings, Teal Wicks, and Adam Peltzman. Sound design and mix by Nathaniel Reichman. Original music by Paul Buckley. Edited by Keith Rigling. Casting by Melissa Chusett. Recorded and mixed at Rumba Recorders. Our website is thispodcasthasfleas.org. You'll find videos there of cast recordings and a link to a survey we'd love you to check out. This is one of our first kids podcasts, and your feedback will help us figure out what to do next. And help spread the word. Write a review on iTunes. This Podcast Has Fleas was produced by Inner Dog Productions for WNYC Studios.